From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Britain has gone to the polls on Thursday in a snap election called in April by Prime Minister Theresa May. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the campaign has been overshadowed by a series of terror attacks.
Theresa May was heckled by opposition supporters Wednesday as she toured a London market, a difficult end to a tough campaign. After three attacks in 2 months, May has put fighting terror at the top of the Conservative Party's agenda.
And if our human rights laws stop us from doing it, we'll change the laws so we can do it.
That pledge drew criticism from opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
The way you deal with a threat to democracy is not by reducing democracy, it's by dealing with the threat. That means properly funding our police and security services.
Early polls suggested the ruling Conservatives were on course for a huge win. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Fired FBI Director James Comey says President Donald Trump expected him to pledge his loyalty and urged him to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That claim was disputed by President Trump's personal lawyer, Mark Kosowitz.
The president never suggested that Mr. Comey, quote, let Flynn go, close quote.
Comey's nearly three-hour appearance Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee marked his first public comments about the nine conversations he said he had with the president before being fired. Comey said it was and still is the high confident judgment of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia interfered with the 2016 election. This is VOA. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Thursday that North Korea should immediately halt its nuclear and missile provocations. North Korea had test-fired a suspected anti-ship missile earlier in the day. RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett told VOA that the missiles in Thursday's test were probably too small to be able to carry a nuclear warhead.
These are to demonstrate new capabilities, to suggest that they're advancing and covering new areas, but also to give Kim Jong-un some internal cover from the hits he's taking from the Security Council and elsewhere, trying to demonstrate that Kim Jong-un is still a god.
U.S. President Donald Trump has called on China to use its relationship as North Korea's chief ally to exert pressure on Kim Jong-un to rein in his nuclear ambitions. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Thursday it has credible reports indicating Islamic State fighters have killed at least 231 civilians in Iraq who were trying to flee Western Mosul. The reported killings happened between 26 May and June 3rd, all in the Al-Shifa neighborhood, and involved people trying to get from Islamic State-held areas to locations held by Iraqi troops. The United Nations also said it is still investigating reports of other civilian casualties from an airstrike in the Zanjili section of Western Mosul that reportedly killed between 50 and 80 people. The fight for Western Mosul has been ongoing since February following the success of Iraqi troops backed by airstrikes from U.S.-led coalition in taking the eastern side of the city. Qatar-based Al Jazeera News Network reported repeated cyber attacks on all of its media platforms on Thursday. The network tweeted, quote, Al Jazeera media platforms under cyber attack. Entire Doha-based network undergoing continual hacking attempts, end quote. Sources at the network also confirmed the attacks to reporters and viewers in the region said they could no longer view Al Jazeera television. Al Jazeera, one of the largest news organizations in the world, has long been a source of conflict between Qatar and its neighbors who accuse the network of bias. With Brazil's presidency hanging in the balance, judges from the TOPS electoral court debated Thursday whether to consider damaging new evidence ahead of a ruling that could force President Michel Temer from office. The new evidence has come to light through plea bargains signed as part of the country's massive corruption probe. The defense argues that the revelation should be excluded. Some judges appear to agree, but others seem to consider the new evidence fair game. Additional court sessions have been added if necessary if a verdict cannot be reached. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.